My name is Anmina Matika. In my hometown of Oloitokwe, Kenya, we use green practices without even considering it or referring to them as green. Farming, recycling, reusing, composting, they are just a way of life when you live outside of major cities and money and resources are tight. We struggled to stretch resources far enough. No one was ever totally happy, and it was a constant balance and adjustment. I first learned about dilemmas when studying in the US for my MBA. My professors talked about this necessity of shifting business practices from problem solving to dilemma management to mitigate issues that lack a clear answer. This was the new necessary skill for leaders in our future. My so-called green experience got me a job at a major shoe company in the new green strategy department. But soon after I started, I realized that it wasn't my green experience I could call on here. It was my experience with dilemmas. Our department is made up of fresh graduates struggling to make a change in a company that is entrenched in the top-down problem-solving structure of the 20th century. Last year, something happened that opened even the senior leadership's eyes to our green dilemmas. A well-known green practices wiki with overseas observers blasted our company's factories for tons of excess waste. This post made the rounds on the green blogs, and suddenly our company was the anti-green, and whatever progress our team had made was lost. The news of their spill was initially handled by our PR department, which launched a massive campaign to fight the story with even more anxious stories about how green we actually were, an old response to a new situation, you agree. Once profits began to slide, we, the green strategy team, we were finally brought in. We knew this was a dilemma to be managed, not a problem to be solved, but our solution wasn't simple. Fight with this data, our team said, not slogans. So we created a green dashboard called the Sustainability Scorecard that measures our company's carbon footprint, gathering data on everything from the waste from all our factories around the world to the footprint of our CEO's business trips, what has been improved, what is yet to improve, with a CNN-style ticker that reflects where our company sits on the stock market, and all constantly updated. It began as an internal way to raise morale and promote transparency within the company, but the leadership was so excited about it that we went public. You know, measure to be measured. So, why is this a dilemma? That is easy. We are still putting out tons of waste, and now that information is not only tangible, but public. Our stock is still down, and our shareholders are looking to us for a cleaner solution. But feedback from our dashboard has been phenomenal, and our senior leadership team is now asking us to make the company even more transparent. And so far, people seem to appreciate that we put ourselves out there. And every day that our eco footprint lowers, more people return as customers. You know, it became clear to us that constant small-scale adjustments, not easy fixes, were the key to flipping this dilemma. Instead of letting the spill be the end of our company, we decided to make it a new, more environmentally friendly beginning.